And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KTHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J. Erdo, Trisha, and Eric. And this is now, who wrote this song? I'm trying to remember.
White Snake.
White Snakes.
No way. I don't believe it. Yes. Is that right?
Roger Coverdale.
It's a song by the White Snakes.
Never heard of them. Huh?
It's just singular. It's one snake.
I've heard the song, though. Not the
There's only
artist.
One? Oh, it's not very scary. I've dealt with multiple snakes before. It's okay.
You have?
Yes. Yeah, multiple albino snakes. So just one.
You've
one's
held
no big deal.
Snakes before?
I like snakes. I like holding snakes. I've held snakes.
Yeah.
Really?
Rosie Boas.
Yeah. Down. Rosie the Riveter.
Oh, about those big snakes.
Yeah, Rosie the Riveter.
Squeeze you.
Squeeze you. Boas.
Yeah,
boa
me.
Constrictors. Anaconda. Yeah. Angelina
Jolie.
I had a big
yellow anaconda I held that was about 7.5 feet long.
Oh.
Yeah. That was down in Belize.
It's long.
That's crazy.
That's pretty big.
It was
huge. Pretty big.
Yeah.
That's big.
It was fun.
Did it play basketball?
All right.
No.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't have hands.
Oh, yeah, but someone that big. Okay, maybe not. Anyway, let's move on to
I think your guest just hung up.
Oh, no. That would be horrible.
No.
Anyway, yeah. Anyway, we have
that was going on, and I didn't know you were talking to me.
Oh, no, we weren't yet, but is this Marcy Ellis?
This is Marcy Ellis. Hi, how are you?
I am so fine. I said that was a weird way to say I'm so fine. That sounds like a song or something. See, we play all this music on this.
We're celebrating the 80s, and Dave's just like getting into the jive of things.
I'm so fine. Okay, I'll write a song about it. Anyway, thank you so much for calling. And, of course, Marcy, the founder of the Native American Fine Arts Festival, starting today, January 9th, and at Litchfield Elementary School. And that's 255 East
Wigwam Boulevard.
Appropriately Wigwam Boulevard, straight across the street from the very famous Wigwam Hotel.
Hey, that is very cool. And it's the 24th. Native American.
It's our 24th, yes.
Man, that is incredible.
I think you can hear the drums in the background.
We have
some great entertainment and a lot going on here today. Pottery, basketry, fashions, clothing, jewelry, painting, everything. It's really an exciting and wonderful day with some of the top artists from the area.
This is great because it said this year's theme is every picture tells a story. So talk a little bit about that, how you got that theme and what that means.
Well, we got the name because there's so much symbolism and spiritualism in Native American art. The fun part about this particular festival is it's spacious. We have over 100 of very good artists. You get a chance to talk to them. Every artist is representing their own art. And you'll find when you buy a piece of jewelry or a painting or anything with markings on it, special symbolism, that if you take a few moments to talk to the artist, you'll find out there are 3, 4, 5 different layers of meaning in each piece. And every picture tells a story, many of them centuries old, that have come down through their tradition and culture. And it's really interesting, exciting, and worthwhile.
Oh, I think so, too. Let me ask you, and then we'll get in more detail about this year's festival. But first of all, how did you come up with this idea? You're the founder 24 years ago. So number one question is what inspired you to do this? And two, how has it evolved over the years?
Okay, the inspiration was really not me. I live in Litchfield Park. I was young and dumb, and I was running a fine arts council that really I had just started. I was the founder of the arts council. And I had an open house one day asking the community what they'd see in this lovely little old lady, and now I are one, lovely woman, came up to me and said, we need to have a Native American festival here. And that was Peggy Fairchild. Mm. She was one of the founders of the Indian market at the Herd. And I knew nothing, but there was something about her that was so believable and honest that I decided to go with it. And it was a little frightening because we had to make quite an investment in the tents and fencing and everything to put it up. and this was only my, I can't remember, it was my second or third year at the Arts Council. But our budget at the time was not huge. And so help me, we opened our gates that first year, and we had 2,000 people in no time, which was amazing for this area. So it did very well. I ran it for 16 years, and I retired. And then recently, the person who came after me asked the city of Litchfield Park to take it over, which they did. And they've done an amazing job and made some additional wonderful events as part of it. So we have an education place where people can go and hear traditional stories. We have a children's area. We have a number of large tents. We have entertainment all day. All the wonderful things that people have come to associate, the great dances that our Native Americans do. The hoop dancing is always a great big draw. People love it. I don't know what more. You had a second question, and it's gone out of my head.
Well, it's really how it's evolved over the years, how it's changed or not changed, perhaps.
Well, it has evolved. A couple of things. We have a loyal audience who come back every year. They love it, both the artists and the people in the community. People worth it. And the other thing we've done is we now have a juried art show on Friday night. We have winners. We have great judges. We have support from the herd. We have wonderful sponsors. The JDM and the Wigwam Resort are sponsors. Sun Health La Loma Community is another, all supported with Cache Homes. So that has helped us make it bigger, prettier, better, more. And of course, the entertainment has continued to grow over the years. And so we now have full-time entertainment both days. So I would say it has evolved in a lot of different ways. Another thought I had, the community, when we first put it on, knew nothing about our Native American community. And there has been such a change. We've even had the schools involved. One of them built a Hogan. You know, we often do workshops in the schools. So there has been a huge change in the community as a result. I was in perception. Are you still there?
Oh, yes, definitely. And I'm just, you know, I was looking here about how you have a special art booth with children's activities where they can get hands-on and enjoy that. You've got the entertainment aspect with music and the dancing. But as I was looking here about some of the various artisans that you're going to have, you know, we always think about beadwork and clothing and jewelry and paintings and prints. Pottery, sculptures, weaving. You've got this is where we hear about the various tribes and things. You've got a Navajo silversmith. You've got a
yep.
Saginaw Chippewa painter.
Yes.
A Hopi Kachina carver.
Yes.
A Zuni fetish carver.
Yes.
A Choctaw potter and jeweler.
Yes.
It's just, I mean, I'm just sitting here looking and going, wow.
Wait, I got a question. What's a Zuni fetish carver?
Say that again.
What's a Zuni fetish carver?
Yes. Wait a minute. They're making a lot of noise on the stage. I'm going to move further away so I can hear you better. Something about the Zuni fetish carver?
Yes. He's not familiar with what a fetish carver does. Zuni is the tribe in the area.
Right.
Yes, and a lot of them up in Flagstaff there, and they make these little tiny animals, very intricate. Some of them carry different bundles on their back, and every one of them, well, I have a beautiful one I got here a few years ago, that it has great meaning, and it is, depending on what you need to bring into your life, if you buy the right fetish, the fetish helps you. So it's the spirit that's within the fetish that's important.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who always are the best at that are the Zuni.
Well, yeah, that's kind of the forte, right, for
yes,
that area.
That's their forte,
yeah.
Right.
the spiritual aspect of it. Now he kind of cut me off because that threw him for a loop because he didn't know what that was at the point. But then you've also got a vocalist and flute player and guitarist, right?
Yes.
Adrian Wall, who's who's there, and then also Aaron White from Burning Sky Music. And so, I mean, you've got a little bit of everything. The world champion hoop dancer with his kids is going to be there performing. Now, this one got me, and this is something new. It's a Navajo designer is throwing a fashion show.
We have, yes, we have two designers that have did the fashion show. We did it last night, and they are here today.
Okay.
And Kenny Singer is one, and
Kathy Short, I think, from the Potawatomi Nation.
Yes, and she, they both have different kind of styles. Kathy, I had my granddaughter model some of her clothes last night at this, and it was wonderful. She makes these dresses out of the old flower sacks they used to have on. My brain is stopping. I can't tell you exactly, and I don't have her in front of me. But and then I'm wearing a jacket that Penny Singer made that my husband bought me years ago. It's red with these fabulous red and black, and these fabulous designs on it. So I went to France with my daughter this summer and took it there, and was stopped the show several places. It was a great idea to go to.
And
very
nice. Marcy, let me ask you this. How many do you anticipate this weekend?
Oh, I can't tell you. I hate to put a number on it, but we'll have 2,000 or 3,000 a day over the 2 days, I believe. And the weather, you know, we all sat around and did Sundances because the weather's beautiful out here. The sun is warm, the sky is clear. And coming out to Litchfield Park is only 20 minutes away from downtown Phoenix, and we're only a mile and, you know, I think it's 2 miles off the I-10 freeway. So it's very easy for people to get to.
Easily accessible.
I'm just standing in front of this marvelous jewelry maker and sculptor, Orland Joe. I don't know if you've heard his name before, but he's also very well known, and his work is just beautiful. And then I have another one, Madalena Reyes, I'm looking at, who makes this fabulous pottery. She's got a second place in the Juried Art Show. And, you know, these are things that people should treasure, take home with them, bring out for special occasions. If they're visiting from another area, this is a memory that will, every time they look at it, they'll remember being here. It's just wonderful.
Well, and it's a great opportunity. Now, you did have fashion shows and things last night, but the majority of the festival is today from 10 until 5.
That's
and tomorrow
correct.
From 10 until 4.
That's correct.
And then admission is $10 per person. However, there's a 50% discount for active military or students with their ID of $5. Yes. And if you have a child 12 or under, they are free.
That's correct.
Okay.
And they
and
have
I'm
a children's
assuming,
booth.
And I'm assuming so, there's food there as well. So you can just
is,
make a day
everybody.
Of it.
I would say that last year we had a fabulous chef who really told us about Native American and Native American cooking. And amazingly, now here at festivals, people always have fry bread, which is always good, and it's associated. But he went back further and went into all the seeds and grains and organic produce that was really the root of our native culture. So we know that fry bread came later with some of the visitors from Europe, but it is something that everyone loves, and we have some great people who make it every year with honey and all kinds of good things on it here also.
Yes.
And
well, the Native American people really made it their own. They made it unique. Maybe the idea came over from Europe, but they made it their own and made it unique. So it sounds to me like this Native American Festival of Fine Arts is going to be a true smorgasbord for your senses. If you love beautiful things, if you love culture, if you love good food and entertainment, entertainment, this is the place to be. And so we encourage our listeners to go out and check it out at Litchfield Park.
And that's
Litchfield,
the elementary school, Litchfield Elementary School.
Oh, sorry about that.
Right across from the Wigwam.
Yeah, 255 East Wigwam Boulevard, Litchfield Elementary School. I think you have a website, too, isn't it? www.litchfield-park.org, it appears. So
there's also one that goes directly to it. If you look up the Litchfield Park Gathering, it will take you right to the festival.
Well, perfect. And I, you know, I'm going to try to get out there. I love the spiritual aspect of what you were talking about. And I think everyone can enrich their lives by attending this and really learning what they don't know. And we really appreciate you, Marcy Ellis, founder of the Native American Fine Arts Festival. Everyone get out there either today or tomorrow or both days. And we wish you the best luck.
Okay, thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Marcy.
Okay, and sorry if I've gotten distracted here and there. We have all these people coming in through the gate. So.
Oh, that's okay.
Well,
that's quite
I can only imagine everything that's happening around you. It sounds like it's an exciting event, and we look forward to it.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
See you later. Bye.
You know, I've always had a fascination, like the Hopi tribe or other tribes, the spirituality they have and just their wisdom. This sounds like a really cool place to go.
Yeah, you got to go out there and experience the, you know, culture and
my,
all
my
stuff.
My problem is going to be my checkbook, because I love Native American art, and
I could
I could spend way too much there, but sounds like a wonderful, wonderful time.
Yeah. Really does. Awesome stuff. All right, cool. So, I'm now going to sing the next song.
Oh, you are?
No, I'm not.
I sang this song.
What song?
On New Year's Eve.
In front of people? At a karaoke bar?
Well, in front of a few people. At the Deuce, I told you. At the Deuce.
The Deuce.
I was celebrating there, and it was of course, we were all dancing.
I know this one.
We were dancing, and then this song came on, and everyone kind of looked at each other like,
and
oh, I'm not going to dance. So then everyone vacated the dance floor.
You can't really dance to this.
No, you can't, but you can dance a certain way. So then my friends Jim and Emily, so they started to slow dance, and so then I asked someone to slow dance. So we were slow dancing, but then we were singing at the same time. But we were doing it very comically.
Well, I haven't heard this
very,
song,
very dramatic.
But I could visualize you slow dancing.
From Armageddon.
Were you slow? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Bruce Willis, right?
Yeah. Well, this is not Bruce Willis. Yeah.
Oh. So you were slow dancing?
I was slow dancing.
Any nibbling going on?
No nibbling. No nibbling.
How about at midnight?
No nibbling.
1202?
Huh?
1201?
1201, no. I heard you had two minutes worth of it.
Oh, yeah, 2 minutes.
But then, you know, you get into this song. This
the
is
song is a good one.
And then we had the entire place getting excited.
Rocking and rolling.
I don't want to close.
And you were singing?
Yeah, wow. Everyone in the bar was singing. Oh, it was just epic. New Year's Eve. Welcome to 2016.
That's right, and this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona.
Trisha's got a lighter going.
You're right. We'll be right back. And I don't want to miss a